Hello, everybody. How you doing? Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi coming your way. Just chilling somewhere in the world. I just had a moment of empowerment that I got that I just want to share with my friends wherever you are. So excited to see all of you. I'm loading up for next week. Next week we are going to be very heavy. Every day there will be a video coming out next week because I've been thinking and a lot of things have been coming on my mind. But I want to share with you right now. Something that happened to me. Okay, something happened to me. I went to a store. I wanted to go and do some Western Union, just send some money somewhere. And when I went to this store, as I walked toward the store, as I got into, to the store, the doors automatically of that store opened. And then I walked in, and then a second pair of doors opened. And then I got inside the store, and I did the business that I was there to do. Now, I finished my business, got in the car, and I drove to another store. And when I got to the store, listen, this is amazing. When I got to this other store, I walked to the door and I was walking very fast. I'm just coming from a store where there were automatic doors. And when I got to this door, I was moving very fast to get in. And let me tell you something. I want to make a confession right now. All right. I walked into the door. I walked into the door, because I thought the door was going to open on its own, but this one needed me to manually pull the door open so that I could get in. So I went to the first store. Listen to me. I went to the first store and there were automatic doors that opened up and I walked in and did what I had to do. I went to the second store and I walked into the door because I thought the door was going to open on its own, but this one demanded that I had to physically pull it open. And I want to talk to somebody who's listening to me right now. I started laughing at myself after knocking my head into this door. And I sat in my car and I started laughing at myself. I said, wow, this is what life is like. In life, you're going to find some doors that are automatically open for you. Things are going to happen not because you prayed. Things are going to happen not because you're connected. Things are just going to automatically, there are some automatic blessings that will come your way. But simply because you have automatic blessings, other blessings will need you to put effort in them. So I want to talk to you, my friends, very quick, to the point. You need to know which season you are in. Are you in the automatic door season or you are in the manual opening doors season? So I want to challenge you because many of us believe in open doors. But you need to ask your question, is it an automatic door or it's a manual door? You may be standing outside a door that's unlocked, but because you're expecting the door to open on its own, when you should use your muscle to open up the door, you may do what Pastor Kambizi did. I ran into a door. Because I expected the door to open on its own. So please be aware which season you are in. There are some doors that happen simply because things are happening without prayer, simply because things are happening without connections. It doesn't mean things will always happen without prayer. Some doors need you to pull, which means you need to pull the application, you need to make the call, you need to talk to somebody, you need to wait on somebody, you need to believe somebody. Come on, talk to me, because faith is logical. Faith is logical. Having faith is not a substitute for your involvement in it. I want you to understand, faith sometimes enlists your participation in the opening of the door. I want you to understand that, child of God. There are moments when God does what God does, and there are other moments when God opens the door, but you are enlisted to participate in the opening of the door. So please be aware of this thing. You need to ask yourself a question. Am I in the automatic door season, or my doors are open, but I need to pull the doors? I need to brace myself and pull the door. So my friends, I just wanted to be blessed. I had to laugh to a point of shedding tears. I said, wow, this is like life. There are moments when doors just open, man, just open. You know, when you look over your shoulder, there are some blessings you have in your life that you didn't work for, but they just came in. All right, they just came in. And here's another thing, too, that is very important. You know, when you are discussing your life with somebody who is in the open, in the automatic doors season, and you are in the manual opening door season, your language is different. Because someone who is walking in and doors are just opening thinks things are easy. When you, my friend, have to open, pull the doors. Some of the doors are so heavy that they may literally suck you in, pull you. So you think you're pulling the door is pulling you. Come on, talk to me, somebody. So be careful, even the people who are around you that you are talking to, okay? Some people are in the honeymoon phase of their life, and you are in the let's dig it, let's pull it, and let's open it phase of your life. You need to know what phase you're in. Some of the unnecessary conflict we're in our lives, some of the people whose opinion come into our life, really, you need to know the person who's about to give you an opinion if they are in the manual door opening phase or they're in the automatic opening door phase, because it's a different ball game. I'm telling you, I'm glad I didn't mess up my forehead. Can you imagine this 6'5" tall black man walking in a door, you know, in a glass door? Well, I just thought the door was going to open. So be careful. Don't postpone your blessings. Don't postpone your opportunities because you're expecting them to automatically happen when you must participate in the opening of the opportunities. It doesn't mean the door is not open. The door is not unlocked. The door is unlocked, but you need to know, does this door need my participation or it doesn't? Because some doors, they're automatic opening doors, and others, you have to do the pulling. And I want you to understand, child of God, that God knows how to plan and take care of you, okay? God knows how to plan and take care of you. So God knows when you cannot handle it, and he simply opens automatically the doors that you need for you to enter. And some moments, God wants you to have development of character. So the door is unlocked. God makes sure the door is unlocked, but you must do the pulling to open the door. And it also takes away the sense of entitlement. Some of the blessings God has for you, you need to dig your hands in so that you don't have the sense of entitlement, but you are forever grateful whichever way God does allow your door to be open. Doors are open, but the question is it an automatic door or it is a manual door? Blessing. I'm glad my teeth didn't fall off. I'm just glad. I'm telling you. Listen, even unlocked doors can hurt you. Yeah, listen, people looked at me funny, like, what's up with this guy? Well, I had come from a place where the door was automatically open, and this one needed me. Listen, I don't want to. Life is a joy, man. Go out there and have fun. I am loading up for next week. We're going to do some great things next week. We're still going to have our week of revival. Miracles in my dead places. It's coming. The Lord has been working on some things in my life that I just want to come in and share with you. I want to empower you. And if you are being blessed, share and let others know. And there are many people who are asking to be my friends. And, I have almost 1,000-something people who have requested to be my friends. Listen, just follow me. Just follow me on this page, and you're not going to miss out on anything that we're going to do. Okay, just follow me if you're not my friend yet, and we are going to get things going. We are trying to build a platform that is larger, that can have more people than just 5,000 that I'm using right now. So please follow. And you won't miss the blessing. But blessings on you, my friend. Please don't forget, some doors are automatic doors and other doors are manual doors. And be careful who you listen to. If they are in the automatic door season and you are in the manual opened door season, you need to understand people, the language is different, the attitude is different. But let me tell you something, God will make himself responsible for making sure that doors are unlocked. Are you with me? Simply because the door is closed, it doesn't mean it's locked. Some of the doors keep walking towards the closed door and the door open on its own. And other doors keep walking towards the door, like what Pastor Kambizi learned today. And the door won't move at all because you need to lay hold of the handle and pull the door in order for you to open. Blessings, and let's enjoy life, okay? Enjoy life. It's a wonderful thing to be alive. It's a powerful thing that you and I are alive. No matter what's not happening in your life, no matter what challenges you have in your life, you are experiencing the challenges because you are alive. It's confirmation that you matter. It's confirmation that you are valued. Listen, you are doing the best you can with what you got. I know that. I know that. I believe in God and I believe in you. And I want you to understand there's somebody else who believes in you. You're not alone. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, you are not alone. All right? You keep on doing what you do. And I know that if you stay at it long enough, you're going to master it. Doors are unlocked, my friends. Let's keep walking towards them. Others will open for us on their own, but others need us to brace ourselves, lay hold of the handle and pull that thing. Please don't hurt your forehead and don't hurt yourself like I did to myself, because I just thought the door was going to open on its own. Don't be lazy. Sometimes you need a little bit of muscle for you to get in. Love you all. See you next week as we continue with Progressing on Purpose. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, which many of you haven't, I'm noticing that, please go to Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi Progress on Purpose and let's subscribe. I really want to do YouTube Live and Facebook Live when we do this revival. So we need 1,000 subscribers. So help me to get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. If you have a Gmail, you already have a YouTube account. So go over there, recruit friends. Why don't you just get 10 of your friends? Hey, let's go support Pastor Kambizi with what he's doing. He wants to reach so many people. And, you know, if you are being blessed with anything that I do, and it's coming, there's a lot of things coming. We're working on an app, Progress on Purpose app, where I'm going to get very personal with some of you as you need some counseling, one-on-one, whatever stuff it is. There's a lot of things coming. As soon as this pandemic is lifting up, we're about to get into, I'm going to start doing some conferences. We're going to start doing forgiveness conferences across the world. This way it is. This thing is not just here on Facebook Live. God is putting some things together. Would like to do some conferences. Australia will be coming your way. Switzerland will be coming your way. We're just waiting for the COVID to chill. This has been a good time to rest. So please keep praying for me and pray for Progress on Purpose. God is doing some amazing things behind the scenes, you know. And so I love you all. Keep going. Keep going. That's why I'm here. Keep going. I'm a hope dealer. I'm a hope dealer. I believe in hope. If you can hope it, I believe that God will bring it to you, your way. So be strong. Whatever is not happening in your life, thank God it's not happening. Because the harder the situation, the more likely that God is going to show you how it is that he wants you to go through it. So be grateful in whatever situation you're in. Be glad about it. I'm just learning that God creates situations to give you a revelation of himself. So if you are in a situation, that situation is not about you. Every situation that God creates in your life is for him to give you a revelation of himself. So be faithful. Be faithful. Please be faithful. Don't become your experience. Whatever experience you are in, don't become your experience. That situation is for God's revelation. Okay? You don't become your experience. Whoever hurt you, don't become the experience. Whoever let you down, don't become the experience. Whoever disappointed you, don't become the disappointed experience. Whatever experience you have had in this life, any negative experience you have had, please refuse to become overcome any experience that don't go through it and look like it. Don't go through it and smell like it. The three Hebrew boys will let you know we went through the fire, but they could not smell the fire on us. In fact, the fire didn't burn us and we didn't smell like the fire. That's what God does. You go through the fire and you won't have anything on you that will tell people what you've been through, because every situation that God creates for you, it's for to give you a revelation of Himself. It's not about you, child of God. If it's going to be bigger, it has to be bigger than you. Every situation that God creates in your life is to give you a revelation of Himself. All right. So if you see yourself in the story, that's good news. You know, that's icing on the cake. But the real cake is who God is through your situation. That's the goal. And that's the desire of your situation. And when you think like that, your life is just an amazing blessing, because you are no longer making it personal, but you are focusing on God. And when you do, God never lets you down. All right. Blessings on you, my friends. I didn't mean to go through all this, but I just had to talk to you because I ran into a door, okay? I ran into a door because I first went to a store where there were automatic doors, electronic doors that opened on their own. And then I went to the second store and I assumed that I could, the doors were going to open. And then the doors didn't open and I walked into the door. Because this door demanded that I had to physically open, manually open the door. The same is true with you in your life. Some doors in your life are going to open automatically, and other doors are going to demand your manual pull. The blessing is that both doors are unlocked. Okay, don't define doors by what you must do for the door to open, but be grateful that God has already opened the door, and be thankful for the enlistment of your participation for the opening of the doors. Sometimes it takes humility, and other times it just takes you being human for you to go through some doors. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. Again, you are doing the best you can. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. It's not too late. It's not too late. If you are alive, it's not too late. Don't give up on you. Please don't give up on you. If you are to put a list of people who have hurt you, don't put your name on that list. As long as your name is not on the list of the negative in your life, you're going to make it. I know you will. I know you will, because God had a purpose for you before you were created. And God is faithful to His purposes concerning you. Did you hear what I'm saying? God is faithful concerning His purposes. Toward His purposes concerning you. I'm not sure if God is faithful to you, but what I know is that God is faithful to His purposes concerning you. Oh, yeah. God is not a man that He should lie. No. God created you for a purpose. All right. If you got to cry sometimes, bump into some doors other times, you know, cry, laugh at yourself, enjoy the ride. We are going to get there. And guess what? He will understand and say, well done. Until that day, child of God, be encouraged wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever situation you are in, be blessed. You are a blessing to the world. Did you hear what I said? You are a blessing to the world. Somebody depends on you. You being healthy is a blessing to someone else. Your life is not your own. It's not only belonging to God, but it belongs to human beings too, who depend on you. You must be healthy. You will make it. You know how I know you will make it? Because God has got someone else who's waiting for your success in order for them to walk into their own story. Okay, so you're going to make it. Don't leave your life so small-minded, thinking it's all about you. There are so many people who are connected to your survival. God is going to pull you through this. I believe that. Let me tell you something. The devil is crazy. Yeah, you know, how do you touch on somebody else's property? You belong to God, which means God is going to protect and make it happen. Listen, love you all. Let me get out of here. I know some of you at work and doing some things. All right, I appreciate you all. Progress on purpose. Keep going. All right, my friends. Blessings on you.